This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Digital Transformation Unit, Grand Bahama News, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation.
That's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, Guardian Radio Station 96.9. 12 to 2 is the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal. Plus, he's a child of God.
Foundation. It's the foundation. Foundation. It's the foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. On this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, live and in full effect, we are in your company. You are here. We are glad that you're here, that you are. We are here. And we're hoping that you have a beautiful day on this September 12th. School is open. Have you settled down as yet? Have you kind of, you know, amalgamated your mind to getting back it? Because it's hard. It's difficult to do that when the kids are home. Can I say that? I mean, can we be honest? I mean, you know, we love our children, right? They are, they got our blood. They're walking up and down. They get to see them nose. Oh my God, you look like daddy and granddaddy, them, so forth and so on. But we don't like these children sometimes. My God, they don't keep still. And I realize what my mother them used to go through. My mother prayed for this though. She said, oh God, I hope one day that Jesus will show you. Oh, God. Well, I'm hoping that you guys amalgamate your minds to that. I'm hoping that you're getting back into the back-to-school thing. I hope that you get the rhythm of not being able to wake up when you want. Some of us have to get up before the crack of dawn to be able to get the kids ready and do all we have to do. So I'm hoping that you're in good space to do that, or at least preparing yourself. That's one of the things that we got to talk to also. Maybe we as a society, we have become inundated with this idea of pursuing our personal comfort and not necessarily understanding that there's a greater objective. And so maybe the reason why there's always this kind of island time that we live on is because we're always pursuing our own time and not understanding that there is an objective that we need to be able to apply ourselves to. We don't do that, but listen to me. When we travel into the United States of America, because of the formality that exists in that space, we would have to be to the airport at 11 o'clock for, this is way back in the day, we have to be to the airport for 11 a.m. for a 1 p.m. flight. This is before all the heavy TSA stuff, right? My granddaddy was up from 5:30 in the morning. Yo, get up! We're traveling today. You need to calm down. It's too much, right? The point is that that doesn't happen at home. Whether it's for church, whether it's for school, whether it's for business. And sometimes it's important for us to re-amalgamate our minds and really kind of make this commitment within ourselves that we're going to do what it needs to be done. Talk to me about it, right? So, I mean, I just kind of wanted to open up with that because I'm out here on the road much later. And I'm, oh, look at me. I get to sleep. Well, not really sleep, right? Because my wife does everything. She's cutting on all the lights. The baby's jumping up and down. And I'm trying to sleep, right? Oh, no, no, no. You got to get up. So I'm here. But I'm grateful. This school starts. She drops them off. I pick them up. We got a little rhythm going on. I'm hoping that you got into your rhythm. And if you did so, make sure you go down to, because I always tell you about this. You go down there and check my guys out over at Milo B. Butler & Sons, Alan Butler. We'll be more than happy to kind of assist you to get all your proteins together. The kid's been eating so much snacks. I mean, my son has been eating so much. I buy him the little Jumex thing, right? I buy him that and put it under the cupboard, right? So I get him like the two cases, which is wild expensive now. I'm not even going to fight you, right? So I buy the thing, put it under the cupboard. And when I come home in 3 days, like it's like almost gone. I'm like, what? He's sipping it all through the summer. Oh, Daddy, I just needed something to drink. I was thirsty. And he got my little one-year-old. She in there. Daddy, she want me to open the thing too. I got to find some place to hide these things now. So get them back on the protein. Get them back in the space of being able to eat healthy. Give them good hot food. They've been going snacks all day. Let's do that. Go down to Milo B. Butler & Sons and get yourself some nice meat packages and be able to check that out. That's Milo B. Butler & Sons. You can be able to see them and get those things done. We've been talking about this also. AFS, go down to my guys, AFS, Ethric Bro. Ethric could be able to assist you to get your car license. Oh, yeah, we'll get locked up with your children in the car. I just see 8,000 police on them little BMW bike. You ain't what? Listen, get your car insured, put it on the road, and you ain't got to be riding dirty like Chameleon. You don't need to stop it. It's a beautiful day, guys. Make sure you pick up your newspaper. The lines are going to be wide open today. We're going to be talking about a few things. The Guardian newspaper, the Deputy Prime Minister says, thousands more jobs coming. I'm on talk today. I just got to be able to do it within the confines of decency. I won't talk to you today. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper today. Also, you can see the Grand Bahama News in there. On the Grand Bahama News, it says East Grand Bahama children still waiting for school. Doesn't it feel oxymoronic when we look at the newspapers and there are government sort of proclamations and this sort of proud posture and procedure as to exactly what's happening in the country? Whoa, Deputy Prime Minister says that thousands more jobs are coming. Subsectors, East Grand Bahama children still waiting for school. This is bananas. These are some of the things that I want to kind of talk about today. Let's dive into it today. If you want to be a part of the conversation, please do so. Hit me up. Give me a call. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up on the text. 422-4796. We're live and in full effect chopping the thing down today. It's only you and I. You and I. You and I. Miss me, you, and Irene, we're going to be chopping down this thing today and being able to make this happen. Now, yesterday, we didn't have an opportunity to do so. I had a conversation with Jeffrey Lloyd. I thought it was a very good conversation. I got a couple of texts. Awesome show, Howard. I got a couple of texts. Howard, you're all bringing all the F&M on. It's just, I suppose it's just what's going to happen in this country. All right? It doesn't matter who I bring on. I can't even wear a red shirt. Or a yellow shirt in this country without people. Are we that superficial? Are you joking when you say that? Or do you believe this? Oh, Jesus, he wearing a yellow shirt. My God. You need to stop. It's way too much. It is way too much. Nonetheless, I thought it was a very good conversation yesterday with Jeffrey Lloyd. I think that he still has passion and desire. Some people text me after and says, boy, it's peculiar how you say that he would never get back into politics again. He started to invoke qualifications and criteria from heaven. He needs to know exactly what's going on. He say, if the angel comes to him and says to him that God says that you are to get back in politics, right? And I have to do this like this today because he ain't here today. I know that he's definitely listening in. I'm hoping that you're well, my brother, right? But I thought about this all day yesterday. I thought about it. You know how my mind is. Y'all got to at least know how my mind is working by now. I laugh about it. And I said, it's peculiar that he would structure it in such a manner. That the angel have to be able to prove one thing. One, boom. First, that he's an angel. Show me your heavenly credentials. show me that you have these particular things, boom. And after he show you those credentials, show me the decree from God and then ensure that it has the signature and the notary public. I thought it was hilarious. I laughed at it. I know a great deal of you laughed at it, but then I thought about it. And I said, over the course of the conversation, he has remained consistent and not badgering, not banging on anyone. I know that him and Belinda's relationship had a significant strain from a professional standpoint when they were working together. I threw one of those questions in there and he started to talk about the necessity for open dialogue. But then he never spoke to being able to denigrate a person or character, an individual. He's never done that. Like sitting with him, I've never seen him done that. So I know that it wasn't anything personal. And I'm listening to him, and he still has a fire for being able to realign with foundational principles, what should happen in our educational system. So it says to me that he still has a desire to see the country right size and aligned accordingly to the convictions for growth and development for the country. But why not join politics? And then I realized something. It could not be politics generally, the concept and idea associated with politics. It had to be the individual concepts that actually kind of sneaked into politics. I think if former cabinet ministers under the Hubert Minnis administration, if we were to be able to speak candidly, most of them, because the concept of being a statement is using decorum to navigate. The concept of diplomacy is using decorum, social decorum, to navigate some of these tight spaces where you know you should speak to certain aspects of things. That's what people call, boy, he's a politician, eh? That's that ability to navigate. And without saying anything to me about a relationship that possibly was strained in the cabinet of the Bahamas under the former administration, making those strong declaration of what needs to happen for you ever re-enter politics says to me that the experience was atrocious. That's what it says to me. And I think if cabinet ministers former, and many cabinet ministers over the length and breadth of our independence in this country, would be able to commit themselves to the exact same thing. You go in there with one concept, a conviction, an idea, a desire to be able to see things move in a particular direction. And you're confronted with this agenda, an agenda that goes contrary to the constitution of the country, an agenda that goes contrary to the your commitment to the constituency that places you there, an agenda that never offends anyone externally, especially those Her Majesty or His Majesty, his heirs and successors, an agenda that perpetuates a desire to be able to return to politics. That's it. And so it places you in a murky water. It places you in this space where there's no transparency, it's translucent. Because it's like a switch. You turn it on and off when it's appropriate for you. And I think that that's what we see in politics. They ain't gonna never talk about it. They're decent. They can never talk about it. He's not the first member of parliament, former cabinet minister, that I heard say, I will never get back into politics. God got to tell me. And then they get back in. And obviously God, you try to figure it out at that juncture, which God you was talking about, because you're back. And then it's taboo. Wow, how could you dare say that? I'm serving country and God has called me to be. Come on, you need to stop. So that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about politics. I want to talk about the prime minister, our prime minister in Chicago, being able to receive significant accolades from, I think it's Onyx. Is it Onyx? Somebody text me. 4224796. I've seen him taking all manner of pictures and whatnot, and I'm proud of him. I am. I'm proud of him. I feel like this is his time. This is Philip Brave Davis's time. For the years that he has toiled in quiet and sort of behind the cloak, he has been what many consider the proverbial wizard, Geppetto, behind the cloak, being able to pull the strategic strings to see their functionality and growth and development. And I would not have known this, lest it was not for 2000, was it 2019, 20, somewhere around there. Anyway, during that time when they were moving to an election under the former leader, a convention, and everyone, including FNMs, came out and say, Brave Davis is the man. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for him being able to get the accolades showered all over him and him being able to acquire these things. He's given significant acknowledgement to Cat Island and those persons who've been able to support him in those areas. And I want to be able to say congratulations. Congratulations to the Prime Minister of the country for being able to make significant local, regional, and international, global waves. This wave has that kind of a ripple effect. It seems as though that it's going global. It's a wild thing. I want to talk about the lines are wide open. If you want to be a part of the conversation, we can get into these things today. I want to talk about the Prime Minister's approval rates, though. I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about these concepts and ideas associated with thousands of jobs. Let me take this telephone call, though. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead. Caller?
Yes. You can hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Yes. I listened to your show yesterday with Jeff Lloyd, right?
Yes.
Former minister.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with this angle.
You still there? That ain't me, cousin. You got to call me back. Let me know the angle you come up with. Was it a right angle? Was it obtuse? Talk to me. Hit me back and let me know what's going on, right? Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be a part of the conversation. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Or 422-4796, live and in full effect. We're here talking these things. I want to talk like this today because I don't think it's a disservice to country if we negate and continue to be able to skirt around the national issues of perpetual conditioning. Can I say that? Is it okay to say that? Have you clutched your pearls when I said that? Did you kind of pull your... did you pull your jack? Oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. Can I say that? It's important that we face these issues and identify them as the perpetual conditioning steeped into our society where they want to be able to now reintroduce this concept on another cycle. Can I say that? I also want to say that whilst I continue to be able to acknowledge and identify that the Prime Minister is getting significant accolades, both locally, regionally, and globally, like I indicated, there is a setup here. And I had a conversation with someone and I said, do you believe that the Prime Minister has a plan B? They say, what do you mean? Well, the rhythm of politics in this country over the past 20-some years has been back and forth between the two major political organizations, FNM. We went PLP, FNM, PLP, FNM, PLP, FNM, right? Well, PLP now, right? And if you're looking at the prospect and the frequency, the rhythm, the cycle associated with these political parties and administrations moving in and out, you can anticipate, based upon what existed prior, you can anticipate. Let me take a telephone break. Let me take a break and be right back after this.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation. Farmers everywhere, fishermen here and there, the Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs now has 30 services available online. Apply for your agriculture farmland lease, farmers registration and license, and crawfish trapping permits online. All kinds of duty-free and import permits are now just a click away. Visit mygateway.gov.bs and grow your business today. My Gateway, making government work for you.
We've been with you from the very start, leading the way and providing you with the best in primetime sporting experiences. From one goal to the next, you can count on us for full access to the best sports channels at home or on the go. Make Rev your only choice. Visit Rev.bs. Every match, every game, every moment. Rev, your home for sports. America completely
run out of it. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect. Forgive me, I cut you way too abrupt just now. Got a call from my son's, my little baby boy's school. I don't think he's feeling a little well. Things change. You know, when he children go back to school, they mix up with all these other children, getting little sniffles and stuff like that. So I'm hoping that he feels well. And we're going to take care of that. But I wanted to talk to you more specifically. The lines are open today. Let's talk like this, right? Everything's cool. We're good. The lines are open, and I want to have this conversation with you. Because I asked someone, is this the Prime Minister's Plan B? The rhythm of what's happened over the course of 20-some years, FNMPLP, and the interchange associated with that, any good strategist would identify that there's a possibility that we're not going to be returned as the government of the Bahamas. And if we're not returned as a government of the Bahamas, it has nothing to do with the retention of this thing. So you got to look at your age, right? You look at your age, you look at your vitality, you look at your strength, you look at your capability, you look at your possibility of being able to see another term in 10 years. And then you make a determination. Maybe this is not for me. Maybe I won't be able to retain this position in that time. And so you have to make a decision. You say, okay, we're going to have two plans. One plan, we're going to identify what we need to and strategically set a course to be able to be returned. That means that any influence, any voices, anything that can be able to go contrary, let's absorb them. That's the one. Come on, y'all, you don't want to talk today. You need to stop it. Let's talk. Calm down. Lucy Pearls, let's talk. We're taking the veil off. This is the New Testament. We're talking. Let's talk. Course, this course A, identify those voices, do what we have to do, deal with the low-hanging fruit within what the former administration left hanging. So let's deal with those things first. Let's satisfy some people who retain the influence, talk to me, of being able to change the minds of the masses to be able to say that this is a good government. Boom. The PLP is on course with doing that. That's what they're doing. Simultaneously, there is a plan B. I don't know if you all see this, but I see this. In the 1990s, we heard from a candidate. I think he was for the Democratic Party. Was he Democratic? I can't remember. But we heard for the very first time in the early 90s the concept and idea of the greenhouse effect. You remember this? Somebody talk to me. Do you remember the greenhouse effect and how the carbon emissions are going up and the greenhouse effect is causing the world to heat up more? And as a result of the world heating up more, the ice glaciers are melting and there is going to be islands eventually being able to be swallowed up by water and it's getting hotter and blah, 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 blah. Who brought this to the forefront? Do you remember? Al Gore. You remember? Al Gore was vying for president of the United States of America, came up with this concept and started banging at this thing every single time we heard from Al Gore. He talked about this global warming effect. Was the greenhouse effect, right? As a result of the greenhouse effect, he did not win because there needed to be a domestic campaign associated with how to revive the United States of America. They needed to see revival, economic revival in the economy. They needed to see the middle class bubble. They needed to see this kind of an engine of society be able to revive and rebound. Things were happening. Detroit was being closed down. Chicago was having significant issues. Rudy Giuliani was, I think, in New York at the time trying to be able to deal with crime. California was having issues, but he was talking about global stuff. We never heard from Al Gore again. Talk to me. But Al Gore continues to be able to work behind the scenes significantly, even in his advisory capacity, making buku dollars. Talk to me about his condition and alignment with what he was talking about, global warming. It came to pass. He was the John the Baptist of this thing. He was the forerunner and being able to speak to from a global perspective about global warming. He aligned with that. I had a conversation with Rupert Hayward. I told you that. And I just asked him, I said, you know, you were making significant global moves and so forth and so on. And you decided to leave all of that to come back to this island? Why? He says, Howard, there's an opportunity here. There is a great deal of things that needs to be done here, realignment. There's some vision. And I like all of what he was saying, but his emphasis and focus was on this concept and idea that has to do with what was happening as a result of global warming. So he's dealing with the reefs. He's dealing with his blue lab. And then I realized, just doing some research, in 7 years, this will be a $23 trillion with a T, $23 trillion industry. $23 trillion. This is a major move. If you're going to move towards industry, you want to be able to look at this particular industry. You want to get into this space. Pace where you can identify what's going on. The Prime Minister's first agenda, the Prime Minister, I'm not talking about the PLP, the Prime Minister's first agenda, on his top of the agenda, as he stepped into government and stepped into leadership, was to go to COP26. Took a significant contingency and was able to speak with strength. Talk to me at COP26. With strength. Identified by the world's leaders to talk about carbon credits, to talk about our carbon footprint, to talk about the contrast that exists in small island nations and how we are the recipients of all of the garbage, the pollution of the world, whilst these major countries continue to be able to expel all these things that are happening. And we're here. The Prime Minister's voice rang loud. He was all over BBC, all over the place. I said, at the beginning, I said, dude, what's going on here? This is crazy. The Prime Minister just skipped into this. And then he gained momentum externally, internationally, for taking on this position. He continued to gain that momentum. He's used that momentum and transferred that energy over to CARICOM. Open a space and allowed a conversation to talk about a Haitian-led solution and identify those persons to come and talk about those things. Leading the conversation as to what should happen. This is a major plan B. Somebody talk to me. He's doing everything necessary to be able to keep the ends together locally. But internationally, he's making leaps and bounds that just in case, this is me, this is observation, you could call and say what you like. Just in case this thing doesn't work out, we have access to an international audience who knows that we still have passion, we still have determination, and we're forging the right relationships that this $23 trillion industry, we could still be able to eat off that well into the future. Is that what's happening here? Is that what's happening here? If it's not what happened, it should be what's happening. But I'm looking at this and I believe that we, locally, we're holding the brown end of the stick as it relates to this global agenda. That includes our leadership, being able to speak with strength, passion, and have the momentum to be able to have the airs all over the world. And we're still failing and falling down significantly locally. And then they bolster these concepts and ideas with socio-political conditioning. That's the rhythm of what's happening to tell us jobs. That's what's popping in the papers today, jobs, approval rates. This is the rhythm of what's been happening in the country. Anytime it's time to be able to rebolster, get yourself, especially now that the House of Assembly is prorogued. The House of Assembly is prorogued. You need to reintroduce, as we move up to October 4th, the idea that this is bustling. So you engage public domain. This is bananas. What you need to do is stop it. The lines are wide open. Let me take the telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Yeah, okay. All right. I was listening to you talking about Al Gore and carbon credits and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from my research on what I discovered about what's going on with Al Gore, Al Gore was running for president along with George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
They had a tie somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the powers that be made a deal with Al Gore and give him a contract for him to be the face of the carbon credit and also the global warming information. So he accepted that contract, and he was the face. So it wasn't that he was really talking about it before the presidential election.
Yes, he was. Now, you don't remember that?
Okay, but hold on. Let me finish. Now, I did another deep research on the global warming issues, right? And I discovered that the scientists who went up in the North Pole and stuff like that for, I think, a year or so, they discovered that the Earth is moving closer to the sun. But somehow, their report gets twisted to say the carbon in the air is causing the global warming. And then they start to penalize all the different factors that is burning the carbon.
You got to give me citations. Was this conspiracy.com? What was this, where you read this information?
I did the research years ago, but I'll have to go back.
Yeah, when you go back, cousin, call me because it's...
Yeah.
You're doing too much today. You're doing way too much. Conspiracy.com. .BS, right? It's too much. What are you talking about? I'm not going to fight you. Listen to me. I couldn't write no paper. I couldn't write no paper at COB. Whenever we did those workshops, whenever we did anything laid out, I couldn't do nothing, right? Without giving my citations. So give me your citations before you do that. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hey. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Al Grant.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Yeah, I was going to wait till the hour passed. The last caller, he's correct. Now, it's got nothing to do with conspiracies. But what he was talking about was orbital deviances. Aaron Green called it planetary shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you see how hurricanes wobble as the Earth and the planets revolve around the sun, which Galileo had proven the status quo scientists wrong at the day, because then Galileo told them that the sun is constant and the Earth revolve around the sun. They said no. but he was proven years later to be correct. They had to imprison him and whatever, et cetera, et cetera. But with the climate change debate, you know, I've followed this from, like, let's say, this from 1992, with the first real Earth Summit with Maurice Strong. You need to Google this.
Mm-hmm.
And Al Gore. This is a financial construct, nothing more, nothing less. When you delve into the rabbit holes, right, it's really a financial tool. And so, he spoke about the carbon dioxide, right? I was telling you guys to read the book called The First Global Revolution, but of course, I'm a fool, right? So in that book, when you Google it online, there'll be a video and it'll show you one paragraph of what it says. So what they'll do is they'll make humanity a problem. You and I exhale carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't want to tell you is between America and Canada, they have enough trees to offset their carbon output as far as the carbon neutrality concept. But I'm not guessing this. I'm not guessing this, Howard, because when you look at how the world is populated, most of the people are amalgamated in cities, so they have spread this false narrative about overpopulation. Howard, me and you got to talk offline. I can't let you go down this rabbit hole and discredit that caller, man. I love the guy, right? And let me tell you something. I'm willing to have a public forum, a public debate, with no one with no phones in their hands, and somebody deductively reasoning and factually checking out this false subterfuge about climate change, and I listening to everybody. I want to view switch. Howard, let me tell you something, man. I only on the plantation. And common sense, all right, let's say 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago, we had more wildebeest and buffalo running around on the earth, right? So you're trying to tell me now the methane and the natural form of the ecosystem was the problem with God Almighty. But yet still, they don't want to you know who discovered planetary shift? A guy called John Call, who was a non-pundit, who was a salesman, turned janitor, worked in a library in London, and did his own research and debunked the status quo scientists of the time as to where the changes, and he had linked it and been proven correct. He was off a little bit in the mathematical pieces, but somebody corrected him. Yeah, I could go and read it. See, I don't need to ask someone to agree with me. I know it's online. So that's why I speak so audaciously here. So if you want to get on top, Patrick Moore, T.S. Corbin, and Freeman Dyson, okay? The rest of the climatologists, there's so many things that they're lying to us about. Number two, they don't have a consensus on how they calculate carbon emissions. Number three, there are too many variables and impracticalities of calculating carbon emissions. We know that it's incorrect, all right? Even as far as, man, oh, God.
Don't fight me. Call me.
There's so many variables. I just...
Don't fight me.
The leaves of a tree. The hectares. All of these things they've calculated. Even there's a guy in Germany who did the carbon footprint of his company. When he found out that he was emitting more CO2 than he thought. Let me give you an example. President Obama was in power. And just years ago, the EPA... had passed a mandate for companies in America to impede their nitrogen emissions, carbon monoxide, all of this, et cetera. It's online. And what the companies did, let me tell you how capitalism run the world. They told Obama, the committee had found the companies guilty, right, of violating environmental law. So what they did was they gave them a soft warning. So they said that they give them a certain time to implement certain infrastructure to impede environmental emissions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they said that the cost is too costly in order for them to carry out this. So the court sided with the capitalists to finish poisoning us in the air. And they said, do your research. Go do a all females who live around
the
airport, they have found jet fuel in mammary glands and in mother's milk. You see, I do far ahead, so I can never be misled. And I don't care who, man, Howard, I can have a discussion with you offline.
You got my number.
I'll call back if you need me to, but I'll tell you this. We're not given the truth. You see, you just don't get what's going on, Howard.
Call me, and then we can talk about it. But today's discussion...
I want discussion... whoever to come on, and guess what? I got a question for all the financial pundits, Bowen, Lang and all them. Lang is my budget. Listen to me. Ask them why inflation lasts so long, because I'm baffled. Yes, I'm trying to find it. I thought it could be transitory, and they ignore the warnings of the pundits, some pundits who are not funded. But just find out, why is inflation... I've never seen it last this long, Howard. Howard, nobody's talking about the crisis. What about people who have 4 and 5 and 6 children and 3 children and 10 children?
Mm-hmm.
And you say you want 10? Bless up.
I can't kill a woman. But that's it, the conversation today. Right? So not to dismiss anything. I like what you give me. It's good. But this is in the conversation today. The conversation is whether or not this particular tree that's going to lead to $23 trillion globally, right? This kind of a global warming concept and how to be able to reverse this, to be able to ensure that we could be able to find an avenue to correct this. That train, that's the train that we're talking about. The question is our prime minister purchasing a ticket for that? That's it. We know that Al Gore is nestled on this train, based upon the allegations, based upon whatever you want to talk about, whether it is a conspiracy to ensure that Al Gore takes on this position or this was his pursuit initially. He is in first class, in a perpetual consultant position. That's where Al Gore is eating off of this right now. He has introduced this to us in the early 90s. I remember watching this. I remember as a child watching this. So the question that I have, has our prime minister locally purchased a ticket into this go fast train towards 2030, it's 7 years from now, 2030, that's going to be able to change the course of humanity? It's a question that I have. Because I've seen a lot of things that's happening locally. And based upon what's happening locally, this doesn't make sense. There's two campaigns happening here. And nobody wanted me to talk like this, but this is what it is. There's two campaigns that's happening simultaneously. There's one local campaign, and then there is a global campaign that's coming out of the same OPM. Someone talked to me. And as a result of this, I just need to know whether or not we need to purchase the same ticket. That's all. Because this looked like a very prosperous ticket. How can we be a part of this? How can you sell this concept to the Bahamian people for not just local jobs, but for sustainability into the future? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. You can't hit me with the traditional rhythm of approval for the prime minister, top 60%. The survey results also show high approval for the government, right? And you can't just keep hitting me with that, because we know you could manipulate those numbers. The 500 and some, almost 600 people that you've tested and identify and ask strategic questions can always yield the result that you desire. Simple. This is light work. But if we're going to talk about where we collectively are going, is it down the same path of nothingness? Or do we get on this train towards a prosperous and bright future? I see the lines are lit up. You need to, don't fight me. Don't fight me. The lines are lit up. I want to give everyone an opportunity. But you know, I got to take this commercial break. And then before I go to that, we got to take this commercial break and then get to news and be right back. After this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation.
The
Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Looking for plenty food and you're on a budget? Stop into Wendy's and grab our latest bundle. Back again, our Biggie Bag. With this Biggie Bag, you get a Dave single, a regular fries, a regular drink, and four-piece nuggets for only $9.95. Fat inclusive. Now that's a deal. It's the best on these streets. Stop on in to try it today at any participating location. Restrictions apply. Wendy's, different inside and out.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon. Being able to chop these things down. And I'm hoping that you are willing to participate the way I'm really willing to divulge. Right here on The Foundation, we're just talking about these things. Listen, I mean, how long are we going to avert our eyes to the rhythm and conditioning that exists in our society that perpetually lulls us to sleep gently, softly soothing the back of our head as they whisper gently in our ears, we have jobs for you. Lulling us to sleep, fanning us with a concept of conditioning of years and years. This is how politics goes. Go to sleep. Whilst they scurry to create a space and pack their bags to move out of the economy that doesn't feed them, their agenda, or their families. You're seeing this, the PLP, this FNM PLP, QRST, it doesn't matter the acronyms associated with it. When are we going to be honest with these conversations? There's something happening here. And in 2023, we're not going to be lulled to sleep with soft whispers about the possibility of jobs and the conditioning that everyone approves. Why don't you? Stop it! I just want to talk with you. I just want to be very clear with you. This is what I see happening. We know that there is a significant push, a sprint towards 2023. We know that any forward-thinking global company needs to realign its position to align itself and come into agreement with the global climate change concept. If you're smart and you want to make money, you want to be able to move towards sustainability, this is one of the course. This is one of the avenues. the lines are open, guys, if you want to be a part of the conversation. I know I saw some of you guys were holding before I gone on. So let me put the numbers out there again. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. The telephone lines are open. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, a pleasant. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Very, very informative show.
Thank you.
Still enjoying it every day.
Thank you.
But I had a question for you. Yesterday I tried to get you, but I think you were ending your show.
Okay.
Could you tell me the or remind me of the name of the book that Mr. Ewing wrote and where I can purchase that book, please?
Prayers That Work. You can buy it out of the Village Road. On Village Road right there, the Plaza, there's a bookstore. You can be able to purchase from there or the bookstore in Palmdale. It's $20. You can be able to pick it up. Or you can go online, Kevin L.A. Ewing on Amazon and pick it up there.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Prayers That Work.
All
okay,
right.
No problem.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. No problem. Is there another caller on the line? Okay. Guys, the lines are wide open. You can be able to give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. You know the numbers. Text also 422-4796. I think I see a call. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my dear. What's happening with you?
Right here. And enjoying my book.
Praise God. You like it?
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. I know it's going to work.
Yes, I'm putting it to the test.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing because then, Mr. Ewing, come on, I want to have something to say, so I put it to the test.
I didn't try this, Bolo. Hey, okay, then talk to me.
Listen, about the approval rating for the Prime Minister and the administration, right? It's very favorable, don't you think?
Yeah, it always can be favorable.
Doesn't it seem, I mean, looking at the numbers, doesn't it seem like the same numbers that Minis got?
Listen to me. When you engage, if I ask somebody, if me and my wife Rowan, right?
Uh-huh.
If me and my wife Rowan, and I'm trying to win this row, I mean, because let's just shoot straight. Admired people, at the end of the day, we need to win rows, okay? Men need to win more rows. We got to get our numbers up. My numbers ain't working. So now, for me to win this row, I got to be able to engage a third party.
Okay.
And this third party can't be a neutral third party. It's got to be identified with the agenda that I have. So when I bring him into the conversation and I ask him, listen, George, and I do this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got to answer accordingly. I can't even get away, man. This is only me just being able to be elusive with what I say, but I got to get to the point.
Okay, go ahead.
Manipulate these numbers, these concepts, this sample size anywhere in society. Anywhere. And you could strategically ask the questions that you desire to get your results. The question is this independent or has these numbers, this particular research been paid for? That's all the question is. It's just indecency in order.
I thought about that too, you know, and I heard someone made a comment and said
this
that
business, ain't nobody is just
doing this. They might have just pulled the Starwood Council
yesterday, but I just threw that out there.
That 500 number kind of matched the Starwood Council.
No, Imwale wouldn't do that.
I know they would not do it like that. But I'm trying to look at it because on Tobago Lang Show, where the Deputy Prime Minister, even though not by constitution, said that he had something to say about it when the numbers was there for minutes. And he made a comment about the numbers. And then Chivago asked him, in reference to what he said, when the numbers was favorable for Minis, to compare it with what the numbers are saying in favor of them now, he's saying, well, you know, things change and they are more in depth with these numbers or something of that sort that he said to try to make it look like, well, you know, Jessica has said that for Minis and now it's saying it for us, don't mean the same thing. It was really uncomfortable because
life is,
you know, the Minis numbers was the same, and look where Minis now sit, and you know he feel like his numbers mean something, but Minis numbers didn't mean nothing. I'm wondering if the person who did this airs on the ground, and I try to figure where they get the people from, who did they ask, because
they're heirs to the telephone.
Need to go back and do this again, and I want to question the person.
No, but you need an independent. You need an independent person who is not paid by anything. And appreciate your telephone call, my dear. You need an independent telephone. I mean, an independent research company who is not paid by an organization to be able to yield results that they desire. That's just what it is. You think if there was significantly, horrible numbers, after they would have engaged public domain, that they would. They would put this information out in the public. That doesn't even make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. They wouldn't do that. So because it's in your favor, we see this coming to the forefront. We could easily engage any other public research company and find numbers that to the contrary. Easily. All they do is take a sample size. Based upon our population of 400,000 and uniquely 200-and-some-thousand, 300,000 here on the island of Nassau, you can identify a sample size and make a determination that this concept and idea, based upon our demographic, based upon our conditioning, based upon our social exposure, based upon our education, we will come up with the same numbers. That's what the sample size is about. But if you ask strategic questions, you're going to yield the results that you desire. It's the way that you form the question. Let me see if I can take this next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
All is well?
Yeah, listen here.
Mm-hmm.
That climate change question, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to the question you asking about the prime minister on the poll.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on who you ask.
Mm-hmm.
And who pays for the thing?
Whether there is climate change or not.
Well, no, okay. but for the results to be skewed, you know, it's easy to have a built-in bias. Okay? Now, as far as climate change, you know, is concerned, I look at the picture of the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just out there in the middle of nowhere, hanging on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And this earth being here for ages, it's been through cycles and ages and all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody is trying to tell me that a man is able to alter what's happening or what will happen.
Not a man now, man. The collective.
No, man.
Mm-hmm.
No, man or men.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, see, the main issue is if somebody has an agenda and they can tap into how you feel about your safety or your security or like how you feel the future is going to be, they're able to push your buttons.
Wow.
They're able to get your support.
I appreciate this, man.
You know?
So you believe that this is social manipulation, that this is a global agenda to condition us to move in the course that they desire over that proverbial cliff.
It's the only vehicle they have right now.
Well, okay. America, for the most part, America rules their country with fear.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of something happening.
Okay.
They have been conditioned to that.
If you listen to 52 closely, right? He is informing you that every year or so, this whole argument or discussion changes in regards to climate change.
Wow.
It changes. What's the top?
Wow.
And you know, we hear, okay, I go to San Luis Beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they got some rocks out there in the middle of the sea.
You mean a reef?
If climate change was real, those rocks should have been covered by it now.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go out there and the water level is extremely low regarding those rocks. Now, all the rest of the world is flooding out and stuff, you know, but that is the news that we are seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, we are being conditioned by what we see.
No, but what do you say to, and I got to let you go. I got more people coming on, but I want to ask you this question. What do you say to Alof Tashoka, who indicated, been going back to Acklands, how he used to tread a particular road, a track road, that would take him to school on a day-to-day basis. But now there is a pond, a lake, or whatever. The water has come inland so much that you don't find the track road, you don't find these particular things. What do you say to that? What do you say to a shifting shoreline? What do you say to those things that we're seeing throughout the islands of the Bahamas? What do you say to those things? Because these things happening, something happening. Something happening, whether or not this is planetary shift, whether this is tectonic plate shifting, whether or not this is whatever this is, there is shifting, there is something happening. There is something happening. And to the point, I just want to kind of say something just to be able to give clarity and expand upon it. America has identified the one way to be able to cause its masses, the population, to move in a particular direction. And I think we've seen the pinnacle of that come to the forefront using the media under George Bush, 44's rule. You remember when it was this, the Amber Alert? You remember you used to wake up today, today is an Amber Alert. Oh my God, it's a scary thing. I think this is right after 9/11. And you'd have the Amber Alert, and you'd have a red alert, and you have a green, and it's good to be able to travel. And when you see these things like that, these alerts, now we don't know the intelligence associated with what's happening in the background, but we only know the emotion that it invokes on a day-to-day basis when you're trying to travail the road, when you try to be able to get to your normal day, that you're manipulated and how your caution is heightened significantly based upon what's coming down from a government perspective for the national issues that exist in the country. And I think we've seen the perpetuation of that and utilizing these same terms and concepts, both locally and globally, to be able to manipulate people or perceive from an elevated 1%er standpoint, sheeple, into moving in the direction that they desire. It's the same principle associated with why you run into brands. Oh, I got to get a Nike, $350 for the shoes. I got to get this. I got to get that. The concept and idea is you're safe, you're secured, you become normalized after you purchase this concept. And that's the same ticket that they're setting us with climate change. Not the same me saying reject the thing, but I'm saying to you, utilizing these particular elements to get to the minds, the spirit, to see a shift socially has to be a conditioning. Next telephone call. These lines are lit right up. Talk to me. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hello?
Howard?
Hey, this Howard. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I just need to simplify it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In America, you know, a parade is going on. On the left are the Democrats. On the right are the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And the people are in the middle. So it's heading in one direction, and both parties are shouting over the heads of the persons who are in the middle. But the parties are leading this parade. In our country, the PLP is on the left, and the FNM is on the right, and the guys on the outside of the parade determine how this parade flows. Now, understand one thing. Both administrations, past and present, have signed on the stuff that we are going to be held accountable for. And that is how this thing is going.
Wow.
Now, if we don't do our work in terms of keeping these guys accountable to, you know, all the things they promise. The only promises they will keep in this country is the one they make every 5 years to the heirs and successors of King Charles.
I just was about to tell you that, man. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. But I just was about to say this to you. I just want to be very clear with you. Accountability is a facade in our local economy. In our local system, under any administration, accountability to the people of the Bahamas is a facade. It's not real. There's no accountability. What difference does it make if they come and tell you what they did? They didn't do it. They're stunned. There's just no accountability. They're not going to undo it. They're not going to unring the bell. They're not going to cry over the spilled milk. They've made these decisions, and this is just politics. That is the concept, the banner in which all political organizations continue to... That's the umbrella. I don't care how big the tent is for the PLP, how deep the tent is for the FNM, the umbrella that both tents exist under is that their accountability is not to us, the people. They make the decision, listen to me, they would rather make a decision and then ask questions later, rather than ask questions. They deal with your disappointment. They figure you can get over that. That's just what it is. Accountability is a facade. They make these decisions, they sign these treaties, they do all these things contrary to the growth and development of the Bahamian people, to the next generation. They make no consideration for these things. Then we'll be talking about accountability. Their care and concern doesn't reside here. And then so now you start to dig deeper and try to figure out, well, who's the beneficiaries of this? Who actually benefiting from this? Because it can't be the masses. The Bahamian people aren't benefiting from this. And what the Jamaican song say? When you check it out deep down, so talk to me. You realize that there's an affiliation where somebody's pockets are getting lined significantly. Next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. That's a caller on the line. Call on the line, go ahead.
Can you hear me, Howard?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Seattle Johnson.
Hey, Seattle.
Yeah, just to let you know that education makes myself 52 and others unfit to be slaves. Information.
Mm-hmm.
That I know there's a whole argument about the climate change. 52 already made some point. I know that we don't have enough people that's aware to have intelligent debates concerning it, not just locally but globally. But you could rest assured that the next six economies will become trillion-dollar economies by 2030. That's the aquamarine economy, the blue economy, the green economy, the ocean economy, the climate economy, and the carbon economy, all for which the Bahamas can become active participants. I heard you mention Mr. Haywood. And the reason for that is that if the Bahamas is to participate in these newly birthed economic models, Grand Bahama is the place.
I believe you. I appreciate the telephone call. Oh, so, okay, go ahead.
I'm just going to be saying this. The problem is that the newly minted people called governments and the advisors, with a few exceptions in the office, have no idea. And so what we are doing is copy and paste dialogue, but at the same time, we understand we talk about a trillion-dollar economy. We're not going to have, they're not going to take our word for us. They're going to observe us. We have no written strategy, no written policy, and our behavior does not reflect a nation that is concerned about climate change. Why? Because we have an economic model that is based on carbon consumption at all levels, while screaming, oh, the carbon is killing us, and then what we say with carbon credits and carbon offsets, we will sell bullets to those of you that are shooting at us.
Wow.
There has to be a more comprehensive strategy than simply marketing that the prime minister is all over the world talking about it, because this didn't start in 2021, and it's not going to end in 2026. And so there has to be a country strategy, not a PLP or a PLP leadership strategy. And until we have that conversation, the prime minister is basically blowing wind. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate your telephone call. I like what you said. What you said, our behavior doesn't reflect our pronouncements in so many words, our sort of socioeconomic position of what our expectations are. And I agree with you. I've said it many times. It's a wild thing. It's a wild thing that we're seeing these things happen in this country. And we got to be able to deal with it. Let me take this last telephone call before I go to a break. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead, call on the line.
Yeah, I'm here. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, what's up? All is well. This is
okay,
Anton.
Good. You can hear me clearly?
Yeah, Anton, what's up?
Everything's good. Two matters I want to discuss. I'll start with the last matter that you and Sea Allen were speaking about. Look, it's not lip service that Prime Minister Davis is speaking to as it relates to climate change, because if you follow what is happening, the entire region is on board with seeking to speak with one voice, which is critical as small island developing states. It's critical for us to bond together with each other in order to have the biggest impact or the biggest voice on the world stage as small island developing states, okay? When we are talking about first world nations, right, with armies that could trample us in a matter of seconds, literally, okay? And so for Sea Island to come on and seek to give the impression that the prime minister is only making lip service, I don't support that in any way, shape, or form. I also believe that what will happen moving forward with BPL as it relates to on the ground at home will further solidify the prime minister's principal position as it relates to reducing our carbon footprint, okay, and taking responsibility locally for what we do, okay? But our carbon footprint and even that of the region, it's so small, it pales even as a region in comparison to what is happening globally by the United States, by China, by India, and other major world players who are creating the problems for us, leading to this worsening situation of global and climate change, which we, at the end of the day, have to foot the bill for. The prime minister and his colleagues in the region have put the position to the United States and other world leaders who are creating the problem to try and review their principles, forgiveness of debt as it relates to interest on debt, which would put us in a much better position. And so I don't know what Sea Island is talking about, but on the other point of the survey that was recently done by, I think his name is Anwale and Company.
Anwale Rami.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Anwale Rami, public domain.
Okay, public domain. Look, it's so hypocritical and disingenuous of these callers and texters in on the male and the female side, that when you have something positive that is being said about a government that they don't support, when you have something positive being said about a government that they don't support, they have a problem with it.
You would not say this negative, 3 years ago.
Huh?
3 years ago, you would not say this.
Hold on. Help me out. I believe in being objective. Just help me out first, and let me make this point quickly. When you have something negative that's being said about the government they don't support, they are all for that. They eat that up, hook, line, and sinker. This is why people with credibility and real sense don't pay any attention to what they have to say, because they are like a ship, a rudderless ship out to sea that will go anywhere that the wind takes them, or anywhere that the tide takes them. Okay, they have no forward trajectory. They have no compass. They are not moving by any map or any blueprint, and they can't be trusted. Finally, Howard.
Go ahead.
Finally, I would say to you, for those persons who are out there, you FNMs, you COIs, and whoever that are not of good and decent sound thinking.
What?
Put your seatbelts on, because guess what? When they do the future surveys, it's going to jump from 60%+ to 80%+ to 90%+, because in this second dispensation of Parliament that is coming up August 4th, 2023, you will see a complete change in the administration. You will see where opportunities are being provided to Bahamian people to empower themselves. Similar to what you were always crying for, Howard, on the show. Opportunities upon opportunities will be provided for Bahamians. We will see where tourism will continue to climb and climb and improve and improve. We will see where the spend will continue to empower locals over the hill.
Anton, you're getting on a campaign spiel. I got to let you go. You didn't make your point. Now you hit it like we're on the campaign stage. You need to stop, right? So, boom, we stop right there. But I have to laugh at you. And not laugh at you. I'm hoping that others, even from your camp, are laughing with you. Boy, Anton, go. Boy, Anton, is get him now. I'm hoping that's what they're saying. Because 3 years ago when you called me, you wouldn't say that. 3 years ago when you called me, 4 years ago when you called me, 2 years ago when you called me, and your desire was to be able to see your political organization, the party that you support relentlessly, find them in leadership position, you would find all the fault in the world with the leadership that exists today. And I never fight you. I never fault you. But for you to throw everyone who wears red, yellow, green, or black, not yellow, you got to take the yellow people out, and you start to talk about their small-minded nature and start to talk about their credibility and whether or not they have real sense is bananas to me. I think that's absolutely bananas. Big B. I'm talking about gorilla bananas. This is too much. This is a lot. I'm not going to fight you. I always try to give you opportunity for those things, but for you to throw everybody else under the bus, I think it's a wild thing. Guys, let me take a telephone call. Let me take a commercial break, I'm sorry, and be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Don't spend hours sending individual messages to your customers. Use SMS messaging instead. With Cable Bahamas Business Solutions SMS messaging, you can send personalized messages to hundreds or even thousands of recipients instantly. It's quick, effortless, and cost-effective. Plus, it ensures that your messages are delivered directly to your customers' cellular phones, guaranteeing higher engagement. Save time and boost your outreach with SMS bulk messaging. Call Cable Bahamas Business Solutions at 601-8911 in Nassau or 602-8811 in the Family Islands.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, so I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
It's back to school season again. Send your kids off with everything they need, from books, uniforms, to school supplies, all with a Fidelity personal loan. Apply today for a chance to win amazing back to school prizes. Call 823-4374.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, the Foundation, chopping the thing down today. We're just talking like this. But, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, I rumple up your sheets a little bit and you realize that this kind of a stiff approach is not reality. This kind of a mundane, perpetual conditioning by any political organization who has an agenda to return to office is disingenuous and does a disservice to the people of the country. Let's just be very clear about this. There's no two ways about that. There's no two ways about that. I don't care who call in. Everybody has their agenda. And we've always been saying, what is the agenda? What is your agenda? Outside of your agenda can't be, I ain't trying to get involved in politics, and I don't want nothing to do with that. That can't be your agenda. That doesn't, these people are making rules, regulations, and attaching themselves to relationships both locally and internationally, globally, to be able to go contrary to your position and your children. You got to figure out what side of the fence you can be on, baby. You can't be a flip-flopper like Kerry, what Bush called Kerry. Oh, he's a flip-flopper. He's on the fence. He's a flip-flopper. You got to stand in your conviction and make a decision for where we're going. The conversation started off with the rhythm of what we've been seeing for years. As the PLP prepares to be able to ascend and provide a new legislative agenda, a fresh, refreshed, revived, renewed legislative agenda on October 4th and go back into the House of Assembly, all these things must come into place. And as they come into play, I am seeing two things here. I'm seeing a local campaign responsible and identifying what's happening locally or what needs to happen locally. And that is contradicting what we're seeing the people of the Bahamas talk about. A local campaign that talks about thousands of jobs and more jobs coming. And Cooper says in his particular capacity as Minister of Tourism and Deputy Prime Minister of the country, he says that there's a $7 billion in investment coming down the pipeline. This pipeline, I told you all before, don't never change. I don't care what you stuff in it. Once you stuff it in the pipeline, it is not a PLP or FNM agenda. It no longer belongs to you. I don't care if you signed a memorandum of understanding, the heads of agreement, the letter of intent. I don't care. Once you stuff it in the pipeline, it becomes a project for the Bahamas. All you could say is, we stuffed another thing in the pipeline, yo. That's it. And so we give you commendation, high fives all around for stuffing the pipeline, because the pipeline is neither yellow nor is it red. It is black for the Bahamian people, for the strength of the Bahamian people. Listen, y'all, my Conky Joe brothers and sisters, you're all in that too. Be here. Because the pipe is start off white and then we paint it black. Talk to me. Are we talking? We talking good? Good. I bring everybody in. Praise God. Praise God. I bring everybody in, right? So let's talk about this. So coming here talking to us about how you stuff the pipeline doesn't necessarily bode well for your administration. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to stuff the pipeline. And every generation needs to see the perpetuation of the proverbial oil. And the oil cannot always be jobs. Man, y'all talk to me, man. Talk to me. Because we can't keep hitting the same spring of oil, jobs. And that's springing all over our proverbial Sahara, the desert that is the Bahamas, looking for opportunities. All you're doing is hitting the thing and saying, oh my God, we've hit another oil well. That's where jobs coming from. Stop it, man. We need to transform this country. We need to identify how we're going to get on this same ticket that you're, this, how we can get a ticket, the Bahamian people, how we can get a ticket on this train that's taking you into $23 trillion in 7 years. How? What education we need to have? That is what is going to separate your administration without all the fluff and get back in. Listen, our prime minister is doing great things as it relates to COP26. He's been able to make a significant inroads and talking about how the world continues to be able to bombard the island nations. Now our prime minister, Brave Davis, can be able to be a champion of this within the region. Always getting paid, and the Bahamian people could yet again return as the forefront and leading in this particular industry, a new industry to the country. Tell us how to do it. Tell us. Don't just buy a ticket for you. Because I remember 2012. You remember the movie 2012? Only the rich fellas could buy a ticket. You buy a ticket all for your dog and everything like that. the superb, elevated people, 1% of society, was able to get on the boat. But at the end of the day, society is nothing without the collective. You can't separate yourself from us. Get us aboard. It's only 400,000 of us. We could fit on this ship. We could fit on this train. Let's get on board. Next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard, it's me again.
Hey, baby, what's up?
I know Anton was talking to me, but hello.
I got 8,000 texts, but I'm doing.
Listen, the pipeline you're talking about.
Yeah.
This pipeline sold stuff now. Is this galvanized or plastic?
No, it can't be galvanized. That means they're going to rot over the years. It got to be plastic. They
change.
Yeah, they change it. They change it
now. So how much things on this pipeline?
A lot.
Pipeline ready to break.
See, watch me. Every time, let's do this. Let me show you. In West Grand Bahama, Obi Wilchcombe stuffed in the pipeline a new school, a new complex. When Pakisha Parker, as the Free National Movement, came in, she was able to talk about, oh my God, we just opened up the new school, so forth and so on. That was stuffed in the pipeline. Now, Obi could be able to say that he actually stuffed it in the pipeline. Not that he did it, and he had the strength. Under his administration, he identified this. When you stuff things in the pipeline, you may not always see it come to the forefront. But you have to have that sort of an understanding and that patriotism to know that this ain't about me. This is about the Bahamian people. But these fellas ain't into that. They want it to be about them.
See, I listened to C. Allen. And I'm pretty sure C. Allen said that what the Prime Minister is doing, if the country, the Bahamas, is not on board as Bahamians, he is literally just blowing in. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. Anton is talking about everybody else, along with the Prime Minister. That is not what C. Allen said. He said the country, as Bahamians, we need to get on board. So the Prime Minister needs to stay home long enough and engage us into this climate change train that he is on so we could understand it better and he can lead us in the right direction as to how to get it right in our country. Because there is no reason, like you said earlier, for you to go and bring the third party in to talk about the little fight you and the little miss had. And at the end of the day, you and her never sat down to try and discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're trying to fix something out there or in your house, you have to first discuss it in your home.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make your people understand the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go outside to say, you know what? Let's do this home. I want to invite my Bahamians so they can understand how important it is to not litter, how important it is to clean up after yourself, how important it is to use this versus that. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this home. Let's try our best. Let's put some good prices on these electric vehicles so more persons could buy them to get rid of these gasoline gogglers. You understand me?
But that's how
so
I do.
Why are you out there preaching to everybody and you ain't saying bread to us? We already know you're traveling after you've been traveled.
I got two things to say to that, baby doll, and I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly. I got two things to say to that. First, I don't believe in micromanagement. I believe after I would have shown you what needs to be done, and after you understand, you get sort of the feel for how things exist in this particular space, I expect you to soar. We've seen that example in this administration. We've seen Fred Mitchell, who travels all over as the Minister of Foreign Affairs, to be able to find relationships to get the country going in a particular direction, right? No one, you know, badges him for being able to take that flight. But he was also the minister, the substantive minister for public service. Pierre Glover Worrell, as a result of him and his, his plight in terms of being able to pursue things under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Pia stepped up significantly. And she was enfeeble in her position. She asserted herself and she found herself promoted. This is what you do when you have empowerment. When you identify the task before you, even if they throw you into the fire, when you identify the task before you and you take on the challenge head on, you significantly ascend. You're identified for it. Pia is a very clear example. We don't need micromanagement. The Prime Minister of the country doesn't need to be here to hold all his ministers' hand and walk them step by step through these things. I don't know why these people just get paid. If I get to hold your hand to come do your job and you have to run everything through me, my God, you need to bring your check to me too. Talk to me. I didn't do in your job. All you is a body. I could put a skeleton there and get the same work done if you ain't doing nothing. But if you're in a position and you have the strength, once leadership gives you the autonomy to make the decisions, you know, when we were, you're all doing like this, in various capacities that I was in over the years, I had autonomy to make a decision up to certain money. When I was in a supervisory capacity, there was hundreds of dollars. In a management capacity, maybe thousands of dollars, right? But once leadership gives you the autonomy to make the decisions that you can within your auspices and you don't have to engage them, make the decisions. You're making a whole check to call somebody else to do your job. What you getting paid for? You wilding out. I make a couple calls the other day and, oh yeah, Howard, I had to call this one and maybe you need to call that one. And what do you do? What you sitting around the people table for and you can't help with nothing? Very clearly. So that's how I feel about as it relates to micromanagement. Okay? We shouldn't be able to do that. All right? And as it relates to these things with Anton is saying, I'm not going to fight Anton. I'm going to read some of these texts. I'm not going to fight Anton for his position. Everybody has a role. You just decide what you're going to be. That's all. Decide what yours going to be. Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. Interesting show. I like when you take calls.
Thank you, my brother.
I also like when you have guests. Jeff was Jeff, man. Come on.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Bring him on again.
Yeah, I will.
But let him get better. Let him get better, okay?
Yeah, man.
But Howard.
He say he's good, you know.
Yeah, man. Listen, we have it here in our educators. Jeff, man, I wish I could have called him. But anyway, no, I won't go here. But Howard, personally, this is the reason why I decided to follow my mother. Because she died for me twice. And I ain't believing no by bull that tell me somebody else did. Because I remember coming through her. I have a pretty good idea of that. And I'm expecting to see her. All right? So I ain't going down no other road, no PLP road, no F&M road. Let me tell you the road I'm on. Right now I know that Euro JPY is going to give me 100 pips today, and I'm waiting for that. And I'm going to, and you know, I got some change on that, so that can make me happy today. So I, and these carbon credits, you know, the carbon credits I understand is on the way. Is the government telling you that it's on the way and how it's going to be shed up already?
No.
But you need to look into that. And then look into this other thing. We live in the dome. That's why when you hear the thunder, you can hear there's a vibration of a dome. And if you continue to fill this dome with dirt, then obviously we ain't going to be able to breathe in it. And this is what we are doing. Okay, now it's going to get warmer and warmer the more we burn fossil fuels. And that's why we're catering to these dealers, I call them whatever you want to call oil dealers, who just want to just continue to burn the place up and fill the air with all of this poison that's going to eventually cause this place to look like Mars.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that's where we're heading.
Wow.
We're going to be red pretty soon. Don't, you know, there what happens, you know, right now if you go to Area 51, they got people who try to escape from Mars, but they ain't telling you about it.
You are wilding out, my brother. I like your telephone call. You got to call me back with some more of this stuff, right? When you say the place can be red, you know, these F&M eggs perk. Y'all need to stop. He don't mean like that. He mean the red planet. Y'all need to stop. Let me see if I can read some of these texts before we get out of here. I got a ton of texts. Today he says, Howard, ask him Wally from public domain if he has stratified or cluster samples of the 500 people. There is a difference and will produce different results. Stop playing with this electorate. This is a text that's coming through. This is Howard. 50 years ago, they said that we were headed for Ice Age. Al Gore is a charlatan. This is a text that's coming through. This is Howard. Good show. Let me see if I can be able to read a few of these things. You can't call me on my phone, right? Let me see if I can read a few of these things. This is Howard, good show. The climate change issue is hogwash. There is a lot of political talk, but no political will to do what needs to be done domestically. I've been on these international conferences on climate. It's easy to talk the talk at an international conference, but harder to walk the walk with local citizens, supporters, and businesses and entities that profit substantially from the status quo. If the world did climate change like COVID, we could see significant progress in less than 2 years. But alas, no authentic political will. This is a text that's coming through. I like the text. It was a good one, right? It says, Howard, because I was talking about Prime Minister Davis, Howard, he purchased a ticket on that train for himself and his family. Kind of like how someone purchased a ticket on the Aragonite train many years ago, and someone else purchased a ticket on the BPL fuel train. We are all getting, and I'm going to change this word for you, juiced again. This is, I'm just trying to fix it up for you a little taste. So he says, Howard, a Bahamian politician a few years ago was caught on a mic saying something to the effect that us politicians can do anything we want. All we have to, and then you cut it off there. You're in, send me the rest. I'm not going to fight you. So it says, Howard Public Domain paid for this recent poll themselves. The Minnesota poll was done by a different company. I think that company was Intel Key, I think. I stand to be corrected. Howard, you keep begging for calls when you have Texas to read. People wasting their money, and I'm literally reading your text now. The text that you sent, and you're literally wasting your money. So I'm not going to fight you. This is what you did, right? So, good afternoon. Why don't we like to look at the history? In the 1960s, the climate change argument was that by the 1990s, the Earth would have reached the point of destruction due to global warming. Now the destructive timeline has been moved around to 2045. But we will be mindful of that trend. But will we be mindful of that trend? That's a Texas coming through. He says, good afternoon. Tell Anton if he is full of himself, and he's full of it, and possibly could be that he has to be on some substance. These people, this is too much, right? I'm convinced that Anton is a crazy man. PLP got him fooled bad. He must be paid handsomely, right? Somebody else texts and say, I want Anton check. He says, I'm convinced that, y'all need to stop until you get half these texts about Anton. Please tell Anton to stop with his lip service to Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis' policies do not put power into the Bahamian hands to offset their carbon footprint. They empower Bahamians to own their own. They don't empower Bahamians to own their own tourism product. Anton is saying, what would happen? Like, they are working and hoping to develop one proves that we don't have one. A strategy, I suppose. Tell Anton that if he's sure that his belief, debate me publicly. This is C. Allen. On your show, and or send the government professionals to do so. It's a text coming through. It says, good afternoon. What's the name of the song that you're playing on your commercial break? I cannot remember the song. So it says, if that stuff with Anton is using legal, is that stuff? I don't know if Anton. Howard, 2011 was a classic, and also we can't get everyone on board. Some people don't know how to act. Well, you just can't, you know, neglect and reject these people as according to those particular things. We're almost out of here. Light bills are more than many pensions and mortgages. This is fact, not to mention other things that were made taxable. The 162% increase in BPL bills plus VAT on the bill and the surcharge is a direct result of Brave's policy blunder. This is the genius of hardship for most. The genesis, I'm sorry, of hardship for most. Taking into account the misery index amongst Bahamians, this has to be a skewed PR political poll. That's the text coming through. It says, love the way that you explain micromanagement. Guys, that's the show today. That is all the text. We read everything. I see all these things coming through. I thank you so much for your participation and being a part of this. Guys, we have a roundtable discussion tomorrow. I got some ideas of some people who I want to kind of chop down and bring in so we can talk about these things with clarity and give significant substance for growth and development throughout the length and breadth of the Bahamian diaspora. It's time for us to get back to the foundation and fortify this country to the way it's supposed to be. That's the show today, guys. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Having a beautiful time with you guys. We're going to be able to see you tomorrow, God spare, on Wednesday. Stick and stay for Shivago Lang with Z Live right after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.